This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Saturday accused Iran of leading attacks on Saudi oil plants that have cut the kingdom's output roughly in half as he ruled out Yemeni involvement and denounced Tehran for engaging in false diplomacy. VOA's Edward Uranian follows this development from Cairo.
Yemen's Houthi militia's military spokesman, Colonel Yahya Saria, claimed responsibility for the drone attacks on Saudi oil facilities and vowed to increase them if Saudi coalition forces continued their strikes on targets inside Yemen. He says the attacks are a response to what he called the ongoing crimes of blockade and aggression on Yemen since the Saudi-led coalition began battling the Houthis 5 years ago. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
It's been a rocky week in Afghanistan. Peace talks, and NATO's operational commander says allies anticipate increased violence on the ground as Afghan presidential elections inch closer. U.S. Air Force General Todd Walters, NATO's Supreme Allied Commander Europe, told a small group of reporters that Afghan elections probably won't be perfect, but the 29-member North Atlantic Alliance will plan and execute to the ends of the earth to try to make the September 28th vote as safe as possible. The British Air Chief Marshal Sir Stuart Peach, chairman of NATO's military chiefs, added Saturday that there was no division on that commitment. There's a watchful eye on the latest tropical storm to develop, a storm that has already spared reeling Bahamas. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said that Humberto is set to become a hurricane in the coming days. It did force officials to suspend aid efforts and close airports Saturday in the Bahamas as it grapples to recover from the devastation caused by Hurricane Dorian. This is VOA News.